please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. And Coach, while we wait on any questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as you enter the Arkansas game this week.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to compliment Sam Pittman, his coaching staff. What a tremendous job they've done to turn this Arkansas team around. Outstanding coaching job, and compliment their players. The way they play, they're playing very hard. They're a good football team. It's going to be a challenge for us, but our guys are ready to play. We have most of our team back. We had a great practice yesterday, and I look forward to having a great practice today.
First up today, we have Wilson Alexander, the Advocate.
Good morning, Ed. Did y'all reinstate Dare Rosenthal yesterday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was the reason for his suspension originally?
I'm not going to discuss that. He was suspended indefinitely from the team, and we'll keep all that stuff in house.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Next, we have Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Good morning, Ed. There was word yesterday that Arkansas had some COVID going on. I'm wondering how comfortable you feel the game's going to be played, what you hear their numbers.
Yeah, I feel good. I haven't heard anything yet, so we're planning on playing. I feel that they're going to want to play unless their numbers get so low. You know, our numbers got so low last week, it wasn't for the best health of the football team when we couldn't play. So I understand if their numbers get low, but I haven't heard anything.
I got you. They have a safety number one, Catalan. He's a freshman. I wonder if you've noticed him on tape and your take on him.
Outstanding player, great athlete, makes a lot of plays for him.
Next is Jock Bissett of WAFB.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
What's up, Jock?
Like we talked about this week, we haven't seen you guys play in a long time, and that was an ugly game at Auburn. And, you know, we heard some fans saying, what's LSU's effort like? Are they into it? Are they interested? Just what is your sense of the morale of your team right now, and how excited are they to go play a football game this week?
Very excited. John, we had an enthusiastic practice yesterday. Guys came back. We had most of our guys back. About to take a practice yesterday. The guys are ready to play. Obviously, we have to have a great day today, have a great week of preparation. Get up early in the morning and play against Arkansas. It's a very good football team right now.
And, Coach, every time you go to Arkansas, the first thing I look at is how cold is it going to be up there? And it looks like you're going to have an unseasonably warm day this week. And I just want to get you a little extra pep in your step to, you know, go out and play well and do well this week.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 60 degrees. That's a beautiful place up there, Doc. As you know, I spent 2 years up there. It's going to be a great morning, be a great drive. And we're going to be ready to play, man. Arkansas is going to be ready to play. I know this is a game they look forward to, and LSU-Arkansas is a big game.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
I'll hold the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Ed, how you doing today?
I'm great, Bob.
Hey, Arkansas's got a couple of defensive backs from Louisiana, Greg Brooks, number 9, Joe Fouché, number 7. I was wondering, in your experience, do you find that kids from Louisiana that play against LSU in the SEC, kind of, do they get a little extra excited? And did you recruit those guys, or what was your involvement with them as recruits?
Sure, yeah. I believe both of those young men came down camp, and we were very close to taking both of them. You know, you can't take everybody, but they were right there as very important prospects in the state of Louisiana. I'm glad to see both of those guys went well. I know the high school coaches well. I'm glad to see they're playing well. And yeah, when you're from Louisiana and you don't go to LSU and you play against LSU, you fire up the team and you want to have a good game, and I understand that.
And then I noticed in your Monday press conference, you mentioned, I think I got this right, you mentioned talking to Sam Pittman on Monday. That struck me as interesting. I mean, do you normally talk to the opposing coach on Monday? And kind of, what was the, like, who reached out to who, and kind of what was that call about?
Oh, not really. You know, here's what he wanted to tell me. Coach, thank you for paving the way for line coaches to become head coaches. And he had told me that in the SEC meeting. We talked about a couple of things. He wanted to know how COVID was. I said, we're fine. He said, okay, man, we're going to be ready to play. And I congratulated him on what a great job he was doing. That's about the extent of the conversation.
Has the coach ever reached out to you like that the week of the game?
Not usually. Sometimes, but not usually. I rarely talk to any other coaches in the SEC. But, you know, maybe sometime Lane Kiffin and I may talk. But Coach Pittman and I, you know, we're both line coaches. I consider ourselves friends, and there's a mutual respect between he and I.
Thanks.
Next we'll go to Nate Allen.
Ed, just with the success you've had last year, just how have you kind of refocused on goals and for this team to have something to play for this year?
Yeah, you know, hey, first of all, good to hear from you, Nate. We got to take it one game at a time, man. We got a lot of football left. We got a young football team. You know, many of these guys were not starters on the championship team, so this is a brand new team. I told them we're building a championship team, just like we lost after Troy. We had to get together, get back to the fundamentals and the basics, and acquire some grit and some toughness, and that's what we're doing right now. We're in the building phase of a championship football team, but we've got a lot of room to grow.
Also, have you settled on, is Finley your quarterback for this game, or is that still up in the air?
We're not going to make the decision, Nate, until the end of the week, but it looks like it's going to be him because Maxwell's out with the quarantine, so he wasn't, he hadn't been in practice. Yesterday was his first day of practice.
Thank you. Thanks, Ed.
This is Steve Malkin, WDDN.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
To the quarterback room, I know you mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago about Miles Brennan. Is he officially done for the year, Coach?
Not yet. You know, I talked to Jack yesterday. We're still trying. We still haven't made a decision. He made a little progress this week. He hasn't practiced yet. I think he's going to try to practice one time this week. It doesn't look like he's going to play, Steve, but the final decision has not been made, and the decision to go ahead and operate has not been made yet.
And to your defense, I know there's been a lot of talk, and I've asked you about simplifying, and really, what have you seen over the last couple of weeks? Well, I guess did you come back to practice late last week? Or tell me about your defensive progress, Coach.
Yeah, you know, simplifying and playing within the scheme of the defense. Really working on stance, alignment, assignment, technique, being in the right place, being the right time, making the right calls, finding out if our guys can make these adjustments. If they can't, we're not going to make them. We've practiced for the last 2 weeks the things that hurt us, which is a lot. And but there are some concepts that have given us problems, and we're trying to eliminate those problem concepts.
Thank you.
All right.
Coach, wrap you up with a follow-up from Jacques Doucette.
Yeah, Coach, back to Dare. Is he in shape to play, or is it going to take a little while to get him back up and running?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure he's been working out on his own job, but, you know, you got to get football shape now. Yesterday he practiced. He practiced with the second team. He looked pretty good. We're going to have to make that decision on Friday and see. You know, we're not going to put him in if he's not in shape, but he looked like he came back in pretty good shape.
Hey, Coach, you've coached well against Arkansas and LSU. Any reasons for that? That was a problem before you became the head coach. LSU did play well.
Yeah, I respect Arkansas, man. As you guys know, I spent 2 great years up there. I love the place. It was my first Division I coaching job. I learned a lot under Ken Hatfield. In fact, I'm going to see him before the game. Fred Goldsmith, Dean Webber, who hired me up there, just tremendous guys. They taught me how to be a football coach, so I respect that school. I respect the Arkansas program. I'm glad to see Sam Pittman is bringing it back. Obviously, when I played him, I'm not a fan, but I'm a fan. I've always been a fan of Arkansas. It was a great place.
Thanks, Coach.
Guys got it.
Coach, thanks for your time today.
All right.